Before that, though, thatched roofs are a big part of rural Suffolk. Now, I know most of us will never, you know, in our wildest dreams, ever be able to afford to live in a thatched cottage, but thatching is becoming more and more challenging because of issues with some of the materials. Supplies of the right sort of wheat straw can be unpredictable. A lot of materials now have to be imported. So, to kickstart interest in growing it more locally, a meeting of thatchers, farmers and plant scientists has been held in Suffolk. The organiser was hedge layer and conservationist Richard Negus from Finningham near Stowmarket. I spoke to him earlier.
Firstly, for the farmer, because there is anything that is scarce has got a higher premium. So although it is a challenge to grow through all the way through to harvest and then actually harvest it, the premium on that is higher. And our farmers at the moment are hugely struggling because there's such a high cost on inputs of fertilizer and other means of getting a crop to grow. And the second thing, I think, you know, why would you want to import something that we could grow here? You know, we're always constantly being told we've got to look at our carbon credentials. Well, this is a very carbon-friendly crop as well, because if it requires significantly lower inputs, you put a fraction of the nitrogen on a thatching straw crop that you would do for one wheat being grown for milling wheat. So that's a tick in the box. And then the second thing is that you think after you've harvested it, you're going to put this straw on top of a roof and it will stay there for 30 years until it needs rethatching again. Well, that's all carbon stored on top of the roof. So people who think they can import their way out of problems, they're just kicking the can down the road, really.
One of those who's been working with Richard is Master Thatcher Chris Dodson, who's worked on a number of properties in Suffolk. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. There's a lot of thatched properties in Suffolk. I said to Richard that they are quite niche, but they are part of the very charm of Suffolk. You expect to see them. It's an important profession in the county, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of thatched houses in Suffolk. There's a mixture of long straw and watery, but predominantly in the centre of Suffolk, it tends to be long straw, and that's the material which we're struggling to source at the moment.
If this doesn't kind of come to fruition and farmers don't take this on board and start growing the materials locally, are we really in danger of this dying out as a profession?
I don't think thatching will ever die out, but it's more about homeowners and thatchers being organised. Any good thatcher will have a waiting list of 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
And if there's a more of a scarcity of material, that will only increase.
Mm. I was chatting to Richard earlier as well, Chris, about, you know, why would a farmer want to grow this? A thatch lasts about 30 years. If a farmer is identifying a piece of land to grow this on, surely he's not going to get kind of a yearly yield from this.
Yes, he will do.
He will.
Or she, of course, because yeah. They've got lots of ladies are thatchers as farmers as well. But at the moment, last year, the wheat price was particularly poor because of a dry spring. However, thatching will always occur. So you will have a market year in, year out, knowing roughly what you're going to get for your straw, which is what you're making the money on. And the grain price fluctuates, but almost say when you're growing straw as a thatching crop, the grain is the cream on the top. The vast majority of your money is being made on the straw sale. So you've got that consistency. If you have a relationship with a thatcher and you can say, righty-ho, in the next 12 months, I'm going to want 22 tons of long straw, for example, they know that that is there, and that will be there regardless. And it's not, the price isn't going to fluctuate like how wheat fluctuates, where one year it could be £200 a tonne, and then the next year it could be £110 a tonne. So it makes it very difficult for that farmer to have long-term budgeting problems, basically. But, you know, you've got your straw and you know you're going to sell it. So it's a very consistent market.
And you mentioned that sometimes it has to be imported. It's a big challenge to get the materials locally. How easy is it to import? How readily available is it?
Well, for the most part, straw isn't imported for thatching. It tends to be water reed, but and that's a completely different issue. There's a little bit of straw imported, but everyone would much rather you use UK-based materials, be it water reed or straw.
What's cheapest? Would it be cheaper to buy it locally from a farmer, or is it cheaper to import it?
It would be cheaper to buy in the UK at the moment because you've not got the fuel costs. If you think, for example, Chinese water reed has to travel 1,000 miles to the port before it even comes over to this country, whereas, I don't know, if you're using water reed from Norfolk, but from where it comes from in Clyde and myself to our yard is 86 miles. So that's a huge difference. But the water reed at the moment isn't so much of a problem. It's the straw, which we grow in the UK.
Okay. Are you quite optimistic then? I know you had this meeting with Richard and you've spoken to farmers. Do you think the will is out there?
Yes, I think so. The farmers have got the working tools there to harvest the straw. And there are thatching straw growers out there, and it's quite a good community, and they will all help new growers, encourage them, offer them mentoring. And if you can see a profit and a consistent market, and diversity being so important now for farming, I feel optimistic. And after Friday, I had a couple of other farmers in Cambridgeshire get in contact, who are interested as well. And you said it's the consistency of the market. You know there's thatching straw needed. You know there's always going to be a market, and you know what you're going to get when you sell that product. So it's a good consistent market out there.
And we need, of course, to keep attracting, you know, potential young thatchers as well into the industry to keep it alive, don't we?
Yes, I'm lucky. I'm the fourth generation in my family to thatch. My eldest son, Niall, he works with me as well. And I've got two other chaps, Tom and Sam, and they're both under 30. So that's really important. It sounds almost like a bit of a romantic old fool thing to say, but I feel as master thatchers, we have a duty to train the next generation of thatchers to pass our skills and knowledge on. We do not want our skills and knowledge to die with us when we retire. So that's really important. But if we have young thatchers and we have a consistent supply of straw, that will help secure thatching in the long term for generations and generations to come.
And I think that's lovely. That's the lovely part about this whole story, I think, Chris, is the fact that it stays in families and it's a tradition and it's passed down from generation to generation. I think it's great. Listen, thank you for your time this morning.
That's lovely. Have a great day.
Master Thatcher Chris Dodson there.